Our today's call is about surrender. It comes from the Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna declared in the Gita, whoever surrenders himself fully to me and takes shelter in me will be protected by me. I will drive away all his sins and guide him towards God realization. As an aspirant who yearns to progress on the spiritual path, you should treasure this statement in your heart and steadfastly follow the path towards complete surrender to the Lord. That way, you will reach your life's goal.
بابا میگه که خودتو تسلیم کن به من و من از تو نگهداری میکنم. من گناهای شما رو پاک میکنم. من شما رو به خداوند میرسونم و به خداوند شناسی
شناخت خدا
شناخت خدا و دیوتی های من بعد این جمله رو توی دلشون نگهدارم و سعی کنن که این تصمیم شدن تکمیل کنن که به هدف زندگیشون برسن.
تسلیم کامل باشن. Complete surrender. So let's just gonna ask, what does surrender mean to guys, to each one of you? And then how we finish.
Guys, would you turn off the water so we can all hear each other well?
حالا من خواستم از همه سوال کنم که تسلیم شدن برای شما معنیش چیه؟ What does surrender means? Especially when Baba talks about complete surrender. مخصوصا وقتی بابا راجع به تسلیم کامل صحبت میکنه.
Several people share their understanding about surrender and trust. And then Satyam says, چندی نفر تجربهشون رو در مورد تسلیم و اعتماد میگن و بعد ساتیام میگن.
Okay, I'm going to take this meeting to another place. Here it says, whoever surrenders himself fully to me and takes shelter in me will be protected by me. Who is me? Who is this me?
ساتیام جون میگه که میخوام این جلسه رو ببرم به یه سطح دیگه. اینجا نوشته که هر کسی که به من کاملا تسلیم کنه و در من علاج بگیره، من از اون مواظبت میکنم. این من کیه که داره در موردش صحبت میشه؟ سپید میگه خداوند. بهار و بابک میگن که اون سکوت همه جا حاضر.
Whoever surrenders himself fully to me and takes shelter in me will be protected by me. Me is another word for I. Me, I am. Me, I am me. I am me, me. So, here when he's not talking about a God in heaven or on the thing. Whoever knows oneself, knows God. خودشناسی خودشناسی. Whoever surrender himself fully to me. The me here, it is indication that God, like you were saying, is omnipresent and is within. To the degree that we realize that we are not the body and we are not the mind, with the surrender is not question of a word, but is a question of existence. It is our existence. Is just is. So a person that knows oneself does not be concerned about problems because he does not see problems. In the level of human being, like Hashem says, problem exists. We see it every day and we're affected by it and we have a hard time surrendering. So surrender, it is not something that you go to a temple and say, God, I surrender to you, and you come out and you start screaming about your problem. Here means the more you know who you are, the more you find out that your life goes by grace. Here what was said, as an aspirant who yearns to progress on the spiritual path, you should treasure this statement in your heart. Sri Baba had said one time that me, the one that says surrender to me, come to me, give to me, is that existence that we all have. Okay? So if you remember who this me is and you stay on it and steadfastly follow the path toward complete surrender, toward complete knowing oneself, you will reach your goal in life. So if we look at it literally, like Hashem said, it's impossible. But if you look at this in a more mystical, symbolic way, what Baba is saying is know yourself and yourself. You set yourself free. Does that make sense to you guys? Because a verbal surrender, mental surrender, is an ointment, but is not a cure. It's better to be able to say, I surrender to you, and then 2 days later you will not surrender to that, because there is no you to surrender to. And the I that surrenders is an impure anyway. So can we say empty mind is a total surrender? Empty mind is a total surrender. In a human viewpoint, there's impossibility to surrender. Totally. It's impossible.
See how surrender works. Satyam میگه من یعنی I, یعنی خود. من یعنی خود. من یعنی من هستم. من یعنی هستم. یعنی هستی. هستی. اینجا بابا در مورد خداوند توی آسمونا صحبت نمی کنه. میگه هر کسی که خودو بشناسه خدا رو شناخته. بابا میگه که اون که تسلیم میشه کاملا به من، وقتی که میگه اون کسی که تسلیم میشه کاملا به من، اون من یعنی اون خداوند که همه جا حضور داره و درونه. وقتی که دیگه نه بدن وجود داره برات، نه ذهن، تسلیم کامله، یعنی دیگه یک کلمه نیست تسلیم. تسلیم بیاد از یک کلمه به یه ساعت دیگه میشه هستی، فقط هست. اون کسی که خودشو میشناسه دیگه مشکل براش مهم نیست، اصلا مشکلی نمیبینه. اما در سطح آدمیزاد، هاشم درست میگه، مشکل وجود داره. اگه بری توی مسجد بگی من تسلیمم خداوند، بعد بیای بیرون در مورد مشکلاش جیغ بزنی، نه فایده نداره. هرچی بیشتر خودتو بشناسی، بیشتر میبینی که زندگی با این رحمت پیش میره. بابا میگه که دیووتی، برای دیووتی ها باید این جمله خیلی مهم باشه. این جمله رو بگید تو دلتون نگه دارید و بمون روی این راه تا کاملا تسلیم بشین، کاملا خداوند رو بشناسین. شیردی بابا هم یه بار میگفت که وقتی میگم به من بیا، به من بده، این من یعنی همون هستی. یعنی ما باید یادمون باشه که بمونیم روی این هستی و در این راه بریم جلو تا تسلیم کامل تا خودشناسی تا اینکه به خداوند برسیم. اما اگه بخواید با کلمه اینو بگیرید تسلیم، نه هاشم راست میگه، امکان پذیر نیست.
Well, to make a long story short, ذهن خالی تسلیم کامل. ذهن خالی تسلیم کامل. ذهنی که پره غیر ممکنه تسلیم مدام بتونه بشه.
Listen to me. The complete, surrender to me is getting help. For instance, appeal, request, God, what is I do? Help me to get better. Help me to cure my sickness or my problem I have in, life. It is just requesting from the high authority to help me. To me, it means tasli. I give my all, problem to God. I said, please help me. That's
no, taslim. Help is different than taslim. Taslim is you don't even go to God. You already gave yourself to Him.
Who
there is no prayer. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
As a human, it's impossible. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I said.
Yeah. So, anyway, that was my opinion, and it could...
Somebody sue you to go into court. Said, okay, I don't get defense attorney. They helped me to win the case. That is taslim.
هاشم میگه بر من تسلیم کامل در این زندگی یعنی که از خداوند بگم که خدا من مشکلامو میدم به تو، به من کمک کن. ساتیا میگه که آره، ولی این تسلیم نیست، چون وقتی تسلیم هستی کاملا دیگه چیزی رو به خداوند، مشکلی به خداوند نداری بدی، چون خودتو دادی به خداوند. هاشم هم میگه آره، ولی همینو میگم، در این دنیا جایی که من وایسادم امکان پذیر نیست.
A couple of people share about their experience with surrender, and they say that that's how they surrender. They give their problems to God, but their mind is not empty. So according to Satyam, it can't be the real surrender. یکی دو نفر در مورد تجربهشون با تسلیم صحبت میکنن و میگن که وقتی که مشکلاتشون رو به خداوند میسپرن ذهنشون خالی نیست، پس طبق گفته ساتیام تسلیم حقیقی نیست.
I think surrender happens when I fall on my knees, even lower than that. And that happens when I get away all my ego, because they're going to the all different directions, surrender and ego. I cannot surrender myself to omnipresent when I think I still have a little hope that I can do it myself, and that myself is ego. When I lose everything that I have, and I used to think I didn't have it actually, and I feel on my knees, fell on my knees, then yeah, mm-hmm. The guru comes, and then I can surrender myself. من گفتم که تسلیم زمانی اتفاق میفته که من بتونم که من روی زانوم بیفتم، حتی از اونم پایین تر، یعنی دیگه واقعا با زمین یکسان بشم، و این زمانی اتفاق میفته که من تمام غرورم رو داده باشم رفته باشه. یعنی این که وقتی که من غرور دارم، غرور رو تسلیم دوتا جهت کاملا مخالفن، نه اصلا با هم دیگه توی یه جا نمیگنجن. وقتی که من هنوزم یه ذره امید دارم که یه جوری میتونم خودم این مشکل رو حل کنم، یا خودم زندگی مجمع کنم، یا هرچی، یا مسلمان تسلیم نمیشم. ولی وقتی بفهمم که از اولش چیزی نبودم و چیزی نداشتم و چیزی نمیدونستم و بیفتم به زمین، اون موقع که گرو میاد، راهنما میاد و میتونم خودم رو تسلیم کنم و اجازه بدم اون از من مراقبت کنه.
There is a fine line between giving up and surrendering. Giving up is automatic surrender. for a momentarily. Is it good? I think what I liked too, with Sepit's help, I would like to see if we can all take something from tonight that we can actually apply so that our study circle is not wasted. And yes.
I have a question.
So I think if we can read this code one more time and just being quiet about it and see what it is that we can take. Because we all give our opinion, but opinion is only an opinion. The reality of it is how you feel in your heart about this code, not what I said or what you say or what anybody say. So let's just go ahead and I'm going to read this code one more time, really slowly, and grab one sentence and let's see if we can contemplate on it on our own time and our own home. Is a very famous saying of Lord Krishna. All Hindus they know this one. So let's see if we can experience it. Lord Krishna declared in Gita, whoever surrenders himself fully to me and takes shelter in me will be protected by me. I will drive away all his sins and guide him toward God realization. As an aspirant who yearns to progress on the spiritual path, you should treasure this statement in your heart and steadfastly follow the path toward complete surrender to the Lord. That way, you will reach your life's goal. Again, Lord Krishna promises in the Gita to those who ever surrender himself fully to me and takes shelter in me will be protected by me. I will drive away all his sins and guide him toward God realization. As an aspirant who yearns to progress on the spiritual path, you should treasure this statement in your heart and steadfastly follow the path toward complete surrender to the Lord. That way you will reach your life's goal.
ساتیام جون کوتو دوباره خونده میگه که از این کد یه جمله رو بردار و بشینیم تجربهش کنیم. چون همه به نظر بدیم فقط نظره. بشینیم الان تعمق کنیم روی یه جمله این کد و مال خودمون بشه. تجربهش کنیم. خود این بود. کریشنا در باگواد گیتا میگه هر کسی که کاملا به من تسلیم بشه، در من علاج پیدا کنه، من ازش مواظبت میکنم.
پناه پیدا کنه نه علاج.
پناه. من گناهاشو پاک میکنم. من هدیهش میکنم به خداوند شناسی. هر دیووتی باید این جمله
راه نماییش میکنن به سمت خودشون.
هر دیووتی باید این جمله رو مثل یه جواهر نگر داره در قلبش و این راه رو بگیره تا اینکه به تسلیم کامل برسه، تا به خداوند برسه. این باید هدف زندگی باشه.